Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A threat was found written on a bathroom stall in the Newton YMCA Thursday night. Newton Police Lieutenant Scott Powell said the staff found the vague bomb threat. Kansas Highway Patrol was on the scene with bomb-sniffing dogs to search the area. Lieutenant Powell said no actual device was found on the premises, just the written threat. Members and staff at the Newton YMCA were evacuated to the Newton Medical Center until the all-clear was given.
Testimony is in its third day of a trial that could determine if thousands of Kansans will be allowed to vote. Centered on a list of questionable voter registrations in Sedgwick County and discussion of the state's voting regulations.
The American Civil Liberties Union is challenging a 2013 law that requires documents proving citizenship when registering. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Tabitha Lehman was questioned Thursday about a list of 38 people that she reported to Kobach as being non-citizens who either registered or tried to register to vote in the county. Lehman acknowledged that only five of those on the list compiled since 2004 attempted to vote, but she contended the law prevented 15 people from registering who would have been eligible before the law was passed. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Two armed men wearing hoodies and gloves robbed a gas station in northeast Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened early Thursday at the Circle K at K96 and Rock Road.
Two unknown suspects had entered the business, both armed with firearms, and they were demanding money. Money, tobacco products, and lighters were taken by the suspects, who then fled the store on foot.
One suspect had a white T-shirt covering his face and was carrying a handgun. The other suspect had an Uzi-style gun.
Police arrested a suspect after a house was hit by a bullet during a drive-by shooting in the Hilltop neighborhood in southeast Wichita. Police Officer Davidson says it happened Wednesday afternoon. Multiple witnesses saw a gray Dodge Magnum drive away after numerous shots were fired in the 1500 block of South Pershing. A police officer then spotted the suspect's car near Oliver and Harry.
And upon stopping the vehicle, a 20-year-old male driver fled from the vehicle on foot. Officers began to pursue the suspect on foot, and as they were doing that, they observed he was still holding a gun. Officers were able to take the male into custody without incident.
That suspect booked into jail for possession of firearm by a felon and criminal discharge of a gun.
The Department of the Interior is under fire for racking up a big bill for office renovations.
The Interior Department spending nearly $139,000 to replace three sets of doors in Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke's office. The Associated Press reporting a spokesperson for the department said Zinke didn't know of the hefty price tag for the doors and that the project is a part of a decade-long renovation project at the department's 80-year-old building. Zinke is one of several Trump administration officials that has come under scrutiny for big spending, $53,000 on private helicopter rides last year. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
Two members of a SWAT team are suspended after their response to last month's deadly shooting at a Parkland, Florida school.
As several members of the Broward County Sheriff's Office face fierce criticism over their lack of action during the shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High, SWAT team members Jeffrey Gilbert and Carl Schlosser of the Miramar Police are accused of posing a safety risk in rushing to the scene without first notifying their supervisors. That's according to the Florida Sun Sentinel. Miramar is about 30 miles south of Parkland, the scene of the shooting. The Broward Sheriff's Office saying the SWAT team was not needed. 17 people were killed during the Valentine's Day mass shooting. The accused gunman remains behind bars. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The third annual Wichita Brewing Company Marathon takes place Sunday morning and afternoon.
The marathon begins at 8 a.m. at 13th and Tyler and ends at approximately 2 p.m. at Central and Woodlawn. Most of the event will take place on bike paths or sidewalks, which is going to result in only temporary road closures as runners pass through sporadic intersections.
Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the beginning of the marathon at 8 o'clock Sunday morning, there will be road closures at 13th and Ridge and at Windmill and Zoo Boulevard for no more than about a half hour. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. You may want to grab the jacket on the way out the door this morning, but you will not need it this afternoon. Yesterday, we got to 60 for the high. Today, 73. Tonight, partly cloudy, our low in the low 40s. We may see an isolated shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. The better chance will be to our south and east. Saturday's high, 65. Windy and 48 Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 37 degrees. But not much wind out there this morning. East wind at 5 miles per hour, so not quite as bad. It has been a couple of mornings here recently when the wind was howling and temperature was down in the 30s. A Minnesota restaurant worker has been charged with urinating in a coworker's water bottle after the woman rejected his advances. Prosecutors have charged 47-year-old Conrado Cruz Perez of Minneapolis with adulterating a substance with bodily fluids. Ugh. St. Paul Pioneer Press reports deputies were called to the restaurant in October after an employee reported a baker was harassing her. According to the complaint, the woman noticed several times that her water bottle that she kept at work tasted like urine.
Oh boy.
Cruz Perez denied tampering with the water bottle, but later admitted doing so after investigators suggested they might conduct DNA tests on the fluid in the bottle.
Oh boy.
Cruz Perez then acknowledged peeing in the bottle once, because the restaurant was too busy for him to use the bathroom.
I can't even begin to count the health violations.
Yeah. Oh, it's another one of those creepy stories.
Oh, man.
Pretty doggone creepy, yeah. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted, and a story coming out of the Wichita Police Department, and Bel Air too, right, Ted? Enforcement of railroad crossings that was going on. When? The last day or two?
Wednesday,
okay. And they were ticketing people who would go around those crossing arms, which, of course, is very, very dangerous, and someone could get hurt or killed doing that. But I've been expressing this morning a little bit of sympathy for those who may get a little impatient when you sit and you sit and you sit and you sit, but the trains don't move and nothing happens. And so we've had a little discussion about this morning, and you know, if you'd like to get in on it and give your 2 cents, you certainly can do that. All you have to do is download the free KNSS app from the App Store and then leave us a comment by going to menu and click Talk Back and do it that way. We've had a couple of people phone in and say, hey, Steve's right. But anyway, like you said, Ted, this is...
Well, you may be right, but if you do it, you'll get a ticket.
Right, and you could get killed doing it, too.
Yeah.
That's the other part of it. So, you know, you're out there right now. You're out there and driving. You're listening to Steve and Ted. You could be stopped by a train right now. There was one yesterday afternoon. Shelley and I were trying to get out to the far west side from Riverside, and there was a train going on that track that goes from the north or the southeast to the northwest, goes out by the zoo. You know, that mm-hmm. track. Well, they don't usually have trains on there. But
not
here,
really.
Here you're at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. They've got a train going through there. They're backing up cars forever. And, you know, basically, we didn't have to wait long. We took a little detour and got around it. But it's kind of aggravating if you're out there doing your thing. All right, Steve and Ted now on KNSS. Ted, what else is going on this morning? Yeah, we've got basketball. We've been talking about that.
Huge night for weekend for basketball. And it's just going to carry over into next weekend,
Weekend,
so we're just in that time of the year.
Interest Bank Arena is going to be the center, and on Thursday when we kick that off, we're making plans for you to be down there, right, during the morning hours.
Yeah, next Thursday.
Maybe you do some updates for us. I'm kind of excited about that. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting weekend here in Wichita because of the things that are going on at Interest Bank Arena, and not just because of basketball, because you got visitors coming in from all over the country to spend a day or two here, and they're going to have to eat and stay at hotels and the whole thing.
The city, of course. They all come in here, and they'll be wanting to spend at least 5 days here.
Yeah.
They'll be getting in here on Wednesday, and they hope they're not leaving until Sunday or Monday.
Okay. So as they come into town, we welcome them, and we'll put on our best face for them as we have visitors coming to town. All right. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Keep it here for editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. He's going to talk about honoring the best local chief financial officers. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.